And Martin Spettigue's here today for our Thought for the Day. Martin is a follower of Sheetham Noi. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mark. Fear is a thing that comes to most of us from time to time. Our Western society, as it evolves, seems to produce more and more things that are able to make us fearful. They may be about our family, jobs, old age, death, and so many more. The possibility of terrorist activity and war in the Middle East are now yet more worries that can cause us fear. It is not that difficult in troubled times to find ourselves dominated by fearful thoughts. The mystic Paramahansa Yogananda points out that our thoughts can have materializing powers, and therefore by harboring fearful thoughts, we can attract the very circumstances that we are dreading. In other words, our fear could attract the things we are fearful of. My spiritual hero, the 19th century yogi and spiritual master Vivekananda, characteristically doesn't mince his words. He says, "Either in the everyday world or in the world of religion, it is true that fear is the sure cause of degradation and sin. It is fear that brings misery, fear that brings death, fear that brings evil. The only religion that ought to be taught is the religion of fearlessness. The greatest sin is fear." Well, the great teachers and saints tell us ways in which we can overcome fear. Jesus talks about us loving each other. If we love each other, automatically we have oneness with each other. That is, I understand your problems and difficulties and joys, and you understand mine. Where there is this oneness, it can conquer fear. Fear exists because we want to remain consciously separate from each other. But where there is oneness, there cannot be fear. Courage can diminish the importance of fear, but love is able to banish fear. Fear can always be attacked with love, peace, and courage. Here's a short poem by Sri Chinmoy. "God does not want you to be afraid of anything. He just wants you to be aware of everything." Goodbye.